Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 21st. You'll be interested to know. 19 years ago, today, in 2006, Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey sent the first public tweet stating, "Just setting up my Twitter." This marked the beginning of a revolutionary social media platform that would transform communication and information sharing globally, changing how people interact and connect in the digital age. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's light rain, and it feels like 40 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain and patchy fog before 1 p.m., giving way to mostly cloudy skies, with a high near 49 and a brisk north wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low of 37, and a northwest breeze picking up to 16 mph. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 11, with a high tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 60. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 31. Sunday brings sunshine with a high near 47. A slight chance of snow is possible Sunday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 33. Monday will be rainy and snowy with a high near 53. Monday night will have rain before 5 a.m. with a low around 39. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 54 and a low around 35 Tuesday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, MassBoard has approved proposed changes that will make rideshare services more expensive, yet easier to access at Logan Airport. The board unanimously voted to increase the rideshare tax from $3 to $5 per trip, while shared rides will remain at $1. This change aims to alleviate congestion, which has become unsustainable. While Uber and Lyft have expressed support for the agreement, many customers are less enthusiastic. MassBoard plans to raise $1.5 billion to improve airport infrastructure and enhance the overall traveler experience. The new tax takes effect on July 1st. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics have officially been sold for an astounding $6.1 billion, marking the highest price in North American sports history. Bill Chisholm, managing partner of Symphony Technology Group, is set to take ownership, with the transaction announced by the current ownership group. This sale eclipses the previous record set by the Washington Commanders, which sold for $6.1 billion in 2023. Chisholm, a lifelong Celtics fan, expressed excitement about collaborating with team president Brad Stevens and coach Joe Mazzulla, while the Celtics navigate their future amid significant luxury tax implications. In local sports, last night, the Bruins fell to Vegas 5-1 in a tough battle at T-Mobile Arena. Pavel Dorofeev's hat trick led the Golden Knights. Morgan Geeky scored Boston's lone goal, assisted by David Pastrnak. The Bees now stand at 30-31-9 this season. Tomorrow night, the Bruins head to San Jose, facing the Sharks, who are 18-42-9. Tonight, the Celtics, boasting a record of 50-19, take on the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City. Jason Tatum, with 27.1 points per game, leads Boston's charge. The Celtics are riding a 3-game win streak and look to extend their success against the Jazz, who sit at 16-54. In top news, London's Heathrow Airport has closed for the day after a fire at a nearby electricity substation caused significant power outages. In a statement, the airport said, "To maintain the safety of our passengers and colleagues, we have no choice but to close Heathrow until tomorrow." The London Fire Brigade reported that a transformer was ablaze, leading to the evacuation of 150 people. The cause of the fire remains unknown. Passengers are advised not to go to the airport until it reopens, as significant disruption is expected. In business news, San Francisco has suspended the nonprofit Collective Impact from receiving city funding due to an investigation revealing ties to former Human Rights Commission Director Cheryl Davis. City Attorney David Chu stated that the organization will be prohibited from city contracts for up to 5 years. Allegations include misuse of funds for Davis' personal ventures, including her son's tuition at UCLA. The city claims the company, Collective Impact, submitted false reimbursement claims and paid stipends to employees in violation of city ethics rules. Hsu emphasized that public funds must be used appropriately to support vulnerable communities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% for the week to about $85,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under 2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 6% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Perplexity AI is in discussions to raise funds at a valuation of $18 billion, according to a source familiar with the matter. This valuation marks a significant increase from the previous $9 billion reported in November. Backed by notable figures including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Japan's SoftBank Group, Perplexity aims to enhance its search tools amid rising demand. The company is considering raising between $500 million and $1 billion. Perplexity has faced criticism for alleged content copying, but is developing features like the new web browser Comet to improve its offerings. And in entertainment news, Anthony and Joe Russo, the directors of Avengers Endgame, are embarking on an ambitious new venture. They are building a high-tech studio aimed at harnessing artificial intelligence to empower artists in creating films, shows, and video games with potentially smaller budgets. Inspired by their latest film, The Electric State, the Russo brothers are focused on how AI can be a tool for artistry rather than a replacement for artists. Their goal is to ensure that artists lead technological innovation, creating tools that enhance the creative process and address Hollywood's rising production costs. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the British politician and statesman, Winston Churchill. And he said, "Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.